This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, let's just sort of get it out of the way. I personally would have loved to have either one of you on your own as guests.
And I honestly had,
I think that would be an episode
to do
That's
with
an
it.
Episode.
I was not involved in the process at all.
And Hayes was texting this morning and said, "What the fuck
is this?" I've been trying to piece together what happened, and I'm very close, I think, to like getting the full picture of just of what sort of led to this. This is not how we.
My opinion is a Lily episode, lights out. That's great. We've done some great ones.
Slay.
A Lisa episode. Oh
lights
my
on.
God. Yes. Turn the lights on. You're going to want to see this.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Everybody?
Like lights out,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa said it.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm not confused because all the subject lines for all the emails were double date.
Double
so I'm not surprised
date.
That there's
so
it's like
bad.
If you guys wanted to
That's
ask us
really
out on a
bad.
Date, like
That's
ask us really out on a date.
Bad.
Like you don't need to like come do your podcast.
That's not good.
Don't
the date,
do that.
But the date, you only read the subject. The body of the email was with Kevin and Casey. So we're here as chaperones.
Yeah.
And basically, these are, you know, I don't know who goes with who or what, how it works.
So they just wanted to film us.
Yeah,
and be in the same
that's
room as
what's
us?
Strange because
so
this feels
Sorry,
like this
so
seating
bad.
Arrangement would be
like we're on a double date.
Yeah, and yes. That the chaperones would sit
yeah,
there.
This is how a double date.
So this
is
isn't for
up.
Anything. This isn't for the podcast or anything.
Three pieces of furniture all facing the same direction.
It's just like has real like tech guy energy. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
is that why
but
you guys
that's where the
to
money
bring
is.
PJs?
Huh?
You guys told us to bring PJs.
We didn't do anything. We didn't tell you anything. I didn't even know this was happening until today.
It just
I'm
seems
in
like
my
you guys should
PJs.
Be more on your emails. Like you should know what's going on the emails. Like it's your show. You know
I'm
I mean?
Not on any of those emails.
Okay,
that you're
so
talking
now
about,
once you're saying I'm like a tech guy, and then you're saying I don't even know how to look at my email.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
I was
which
calling
is it?
Them
I'm happy
tech
to go
guys.
With
pick a lane.
And like one direction or another.
Do me a small favor. A minuscule kindness, if you could. Pick a lane.
Pick a lane. Now we're all negging each other. This is turning into a double date.
Yeah, this is how it feels, huh?
I was just kind of like, why are they like, are you doing something? Like, they do something together?
Well,
and Kevin was like, they did an episode of a podcast that hasn't come out yet.
The buzz is outrageous. The chemistry's off the charts.
Yeah.
And basically his thought, and this is an old Hollywood trick, which is when there's heat on a project that has not been released, and not saying it will, but potentially could underperform, you line up the next three jobs.
Right.
Like while there's still kind of this conversation happening in the town. About like, oh, I hear this is gonna
and
be
until
really
it
big,
comes out
it's
and
really
everyone's like, okay.
And they go like, all right,
you know,
yeah,
it's like,
you
not,
know,
exactly. And what,
or
what,
like,
what,
oh,
what
you should have checked it
this?
Out. Yeah,
are we allowed to like even talk about this? It's like an episode.
I'm gonna go ahead and give that to Lisa.
Yeah, it's more. Okay. It's not an episode. It's more like a franchise. So you know how Mary Kate and Ashley have passed away.
Yeah.
What they had before was movies like Island or Holiday in the Sun, New York Minute.
Yeah.
They had a whole detective kind of thing before that.
Seen
and
it.
So
yeah.
Lily and I at the bequeathal of Universal Studios and Warner Brothers. In conjuncture, are remaking all of those classic films.
But we're not scabs, like, I promise.
Okay.
Well it sounds like it's kind of funny. Like, it sounds like it's kind of funny that
Lisa's
you're doing
a sovereign citizen, and, like, so she, like, doesn't have to respect any of that stuff.
I'm
so,
in international waters at all times.
At all times, mm-hmm. yeah.
And, you know, I lived abroad in high school.
International waters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you are getting pulled into
but
something.
But she's shorter.
Yeah.
No, like,
you
they needed a shorter brunette and someone, like, less cute. And it worked out that way for me. It's like how
you guys are.
It's you guys.
Okay.
Shorter, less cute.
Yeah. We're not.
And then you kind of fall in line under your uncle.
We're not doing this.
And then he kind of sets the tone for what's legal and what's not. And then you do what he says.
Okay.
It's literally just like Showbiz 101. I'm surprised you guys don't know this.
Tall one, short one.
Tall one, short one, brunette, blonde,
double cute,
hot, not.
Kind of self hot. I don't really.
Yeah, I mean,
have
that's
you ever
sort
had
of the.
I just
kind of
showed up and just did
it's
my
It's all
thing.
Instinct. Yeah.
You guys
me.
Never like talk to Warner Brothers or Universal or anything?
Well, actually, mostly people in the town just call it Warners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Or Warner Media, not like, I actually call it Warner.
Well, I was saying Warner Brothers because I didn't know if you guys would know what I was talking about.
Just say
I said
Warners.
Warner B or whatever we're saying in the industry.
Yeah, they just say Warners.
Warney.
Frank and Weenie.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
if
we
you see
did
the police, Frank and Weenie.
We did a series of these detective movies.
Yeah,
together.
Great.
Okay.
Did you ever see Two Kids in a Trench Coat?
Mary Kate and Ashley, you know, were buried in theirs, I guess. I don't know if we like
R.I.P.
for when they were did like the detective stuff.
They're buried actually under a big heap of their clothing from the row.
Do the detectives ever solve the mystery of what the fuck this booking was and like how we got in this room today? Because I
I'm
am
farther
still
away
wrap
from
my
it
head
than
around.
I was.
Like I at first thought I knew what was happening.
I see. I know why you're confused now. Because now that we have the whole MKNA franchise and they're calling it Lily because it's like Lisa and Lily.
Lily, yeah.
So it's like Lily and Stitches.
But that's kind of just
it's
her already.
Lily and Stitches.
Lily.
Yeah, because where you're laughing.
Lily and Stitches.
Lily and Stitches.
So that's what our franchise is. And now we have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we haven't changed sign yet. But you guys are guests on ours. And we needed two of you because you're only half funny.
Well, and I said this I said this earlier.
Yeah.
But if you guys have to go to the bathroom, right now is a really good time.
Literally go
because
now.
It's like
go now. And
I can
then
smell that someone needs to go.
What?
Someone needs to make. And I know it's one of you.
Well, what I told you at the time was that I don't do that. That I am a grown up. That when I was a little kid, maybe I tried it. But that doctor goes in and takes it out of me every single night when I'm asleep. And I just don't see the need to like degrade myself and just like soil everyone. Some like
and also
public
leave it to the professionals,
toilet.
You know. Like,
oh my god!
Don't just like show up.
It is
like,
a medical occurrence.
Did he get it all out last night? Like,
although that is
you
what I did in comedy.
I wouldn't
kind of show up and do my thing.
It's true.
Like,
yeah.
Hey. Okay.
I wouldn't have my appendix removed by like sitting on the toilet. You know what I mean?
If
like I have a doctor
make before
do
we
it.
Start. Is it cool if I take your drink away? Just
look
so
at
I don't
big
want you
spider.
Filling up.
Big spider.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh,
that
my god.
Spider's huge.
That's never happened before until you decided that.
Wow! Until you went on a power trip. And the little earth rejected you.
Hey, what if it's a jumper?
You can't. No. Hang on. Let me chug my water that you tried to take away.
What do you think? Do you spit it at it?
No. Cup it.
He's going to cup it. And Kevin is ready with a mouse pad for exactly this situation. It's such a big spider.
This is a little thick. Can
it's
I get, oh, yeah.
It's going to be so thankful. It's going to spin a web. That says, since there's some pig is gonna say some hottie.
Good job.
He's gonna say some hottie did the damn thing. He's gonna take it to the ocean.
It's awesome that they cut all of his screaming.
Wow, that was really scary. So what's the sign gonna say?
Lily and Stitches.
But what's it going to say? Like, obviously, it has to say, first of all, R says so much other stuff than just the name of the show. Is it just going to say Lily and Stitches and not like.
It'll have a picture of us.
Okay.
We're both in.
But it's like a cartoon or like it's just like a picture that you're actually.
It's a picture of us.
Picture.
We're in on top of little kids' shoulders in a trench coat.
Is it a cartoon? Or
no,
is
it's
it
real.
Okay.
And
thank
we're covering
you.
The faces
I'm just
of the
telling
children
you what the picture is.
On.
I said a picture.
Yeah,
that's what's not animated.
Picture can be a cartoon. You ever heard draw a picture?
No. That's I've never heard that.
Okay, Sean's
wow,
back. He made
so
in a cup and flushed it down the toilet.
Honestly, it was the most masculine thing I've ever seen in, from you in my entire life.
From me, you barely know me.
I know
so
you pretty
well. What are you talking about? What the fuck? fuck are you talking about?
But this is a podcast, so we're close. We have to make it like we're close friends.
And we're being so good hosts. Like, we're saying, like, hey, the boys that we love so much and everybody's hobbies and what you guys are doing, and we know you and we like
you. Literally call us our
close friends. And then after the show, four cabs out of here.
Yeah. I think I've decided that I may have made an error. I should have let the spider bite me, and then I sue Casey. Like, think about, like,
you know what
Casey's
that, you know
nice
what
Hawaiian
means?
Shirt. What if was, I own that?
Who was in here lately? Because the fact that it's, like, over there, someone just, like, brought a
there
spider.
Is spider
brought
your head.
Oh, my God. It's huge, actually.
Oh, made you look. So that's how you know that stupid one and smart one. And that's what we said at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
And so we do little things like that with our guests to prove.
Yeah.
We make assumption at the beginning, and then halfway through, we prove it with a kind of experiment.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know
but this is
that
10
I was
years.
The stupid
this is
one, but I'm also the spider enthusiast.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But I am, yes. But I would obviously have introduced myself as the stupid one if you had even given me a second to talk.
I think we know you're the stupid one.
Yes,
like, you're the brunette. You're the small, ugly brunette.
You're the stupid one.
I don't, yeah.
Tall ones, blonde ones, fast runners.
Smart ones.
Wait, who's a fast runner?
Us big, tall ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll beat him in a foot race right now.
Well, because you do spider run on all fours.
No question. No questions asked. It's spiders are all eights.
Yeah, but you don't have eights.
Okay,
unless
I'm the stupid one, but you call
counts.
It all fours.
Yeah.
That still gets
all,
you a
yeah,
six.
Okay,
so that's
and
what
nose,
that put me in the spider.
And what can last one be? Dick, tongue, nose, feet, arms. One more thing.
See, maybe you just my nipples.
Oh, and that's too many now, isn't
maybe,
it?
Yeah.
Now
well, let's remove nose.
Okay, remove nose.
Yeah.
So
two nipples, one dick, one tongue, two arms and two legs, fastest runner in the world.
But you guys could race in all eights if one of you went on top of the other like this.
Oh, that's
and then you guys had to run together
cool.
like a spider.
And you could do it in your pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I wouldn't need to do that. I'm fast on my own.
Oh.
It's like we're fast runners. It's like okay.
So just let him introduce. So like so, let him talk about that. Let him introduce himself.
It's honestly
like,
I'm the stupid one. Hi, what's up? Hey, what's up? What's up? I'm the stupid one. I am actually pretty fast. And the show today is about spiders and bugs, right? This is Smart Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Big, beautiful blonde.
Yes.
And he sort of lopes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just these long strides, but slow.
Yeah.
Clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Fall down.
We're here with Lili.
What? And so what do you do on the show?
Well, so that's what I was getting into. So basically, we pull different pranks.
Yeah.
And we're both on top of a little kid in a trench coat. Okay. So like we've got like, you know, like we're on top of their shoulders. So we look like, you know, like adults, like tall adults.
And in every episode we solve crimes, meet guys, and
high five.
I guess I already know this. Like we're supposed to be friends already.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Like that's what I'm getting confused about.
You're still confused by that?
Yeah. Like well, because I don't know how to play it now, because it's like, if we know each other, then I guess, why am I asking you anything at all?
I guess just relax.
Like, why are we even doing a podcast?
We could take over if you guys want.
Because so many logistics of this are the problematic. I mean, we only have one hat.
Yeah, like, we only have one hat. We only brought one.
We can't just be like giving out hat pack hats to like, you know, because where does it end?
Yeah.
We would like to have many more guests at once.
We could
on an episode, but we can't just be like giving them all hats, you know what I mean?
We just don't have enough.
Yeah, but you can give them
so
their
many
one
of them got purchased just,
or you can fucking sit on your ass.
Whoa, we get one for both of us.
Yeah, so who I guess is gonna wear it first?
Well, okay. Probably the hot one.
Come on, Lily.
Go for it, girl.
Lily doesn't want to.
Go for it.
Yeah,
she
oh
hey.
What's up, I'm Hayes. Oh, whoop de doo.
Whoa.
It's uncanny.
It's honestly uncanny.
Maybe that's how being you smarter run. Than
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Because
I remember I did look at the spider. I didn't believe it for one second.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, I don't understand. Like, I'm your friend. I'm not your friend.
oh my God, fuck, a spider. Oh, I'm so fucking scared, but I gotta be manly. I gotta do this.
It's okay, little one.
I gotta do this. I gotta look tough.
That's not what it was
like. My little brother is crying.
That's not what it was like.
Oh, fuck. Kevin, edit out my screaming.
Yeah, it wasn't really like that. The entire thing was on camera, so.
Yeah.
It's like completely made up.
These are awesome hats.
Does this network have a...
Yeah, and by the way...
How many have we
how
sold?
How much do you think it costs?
Say $30. I would say $3.99.
Say $30.
It can't be worth more than that.
It's got it. I would say, do like... I bet it costs like...
Say it costs $30.
3 cents to make, so $1.50.
Okay. Well, so three. So you do, you do, you all think it got something with three in it.
Are they disposable for the rain?
Yeah. Yeah, so I encourage people to buy 100 of them.
They look like they should be thrown away.
If you live in like...
You can't
Seattle
put them in any of like
you
the
actually
city
have to buy
bins.
A thousand
I just
hats.
Want it like yes, they are disposable, but you have to take them. It's like batteries.
Why
you
do they have
to take
bugs
them
and
like
dirt
a special?
Inside?
Why are
bugs
they filled with
dirt
bugs
inside?
And dirt?
Because you just touched them.
Yeah.
My God, so immature.
Yeah.
So well, that's honestly immature. Why.
That's something we would never
do. It was
do
on
our
your
show.
Damn head. Now I'm realizing the spider came
it
off.
It actually
of
did
you.
Come out of your head.
Like now I'm working back through. I'm like, never seen one in the studio before. I walk in. You were here first.
We had lice. But we've never had spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, it came off you and it was trying to get away from you. And it was like holding
it was like,
its nose.
Oh, sweet,
yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was really stinky.
Yeah. It had to jump off because it smelled so bad being on you.
Yeah. So and, does your podcast have a, true. Does it have a home at this time or we're seeking like a network?
It's
or?
HeadGum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're HeadGum.
It's a HeadGum show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking.
Well, that's why we were saying, you, I mean, you guys
so
are actually on it right now.
Okay.
We just didn't change the sign over yet.
They said you guys would be too scared to be on someone else's podcast, so that's why we had to trick you that you were on your own.
Okay. Oh,
have you
yeah.
On,
I'd be
you'd
so
get too
scared
overwhelmed.
To be on someone else's podcast. Meanwhile, I've been invited on three other podcasts and done two of them. Yeah.
In how many years?
Something about your story doesn't track.
Did you do
how many
track?
Years?
How many years?
He's
42.
40, yeah, 42.
You do Howard Stern?
Try 42.
Wow, you're so much younger than I thought.
Yes, I know.
Did you do Howard Stern?
A lot of time in the sun, babe.
You knew that.
Why? You seem like an indoors guy.
Did you do Howard Stern?
Sun gets in. Did I do Howard Stern?
Did you do
Stern?
Howard Stern?
You know what? It's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't asked yet?
No, but it is on my list of things that I'm planning to do.
Did you know that's Lily's husband?
Yeah. And she's married to Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow. Catching up to all of this. So
why are we
what's
on a Joe
Rogan?
Rogan's
what,
like? So,
yeah.
Like, I think that's actually BS because his wife wears a big kettlebell on her finger instead of a ring.
She's decoy wife in case she gets shot in the head. So I live.
Okay. Yeah. And I heard that is probably
at the end of this
soon.
Double date, you guys are going to have to fight Joey and Howie.
Wow. Well,
okay.
The matchup is very clear. I'm obviously going with Howard.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we will be swaying
tall
in our big.
I call Rogan.
Yeah, two
dibs
short brunettes.
On Rogan.
Yeah.
Two short brunettes going at it.
Mm-hmm. Two short, fugly ass brunettes just fucking wrestling around
in
baby.
The mud.
Just fucking tumbling around.
You're gonna get undies over your head so fast.
Oh, he's
a
gonna wedgie
squirt
my
like
ass.
You. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's his move. Yeah, he always goes for the panties,
and then he'll kick your teeth in.
Okay. Well, I hope not. I would hate that. So, do me a favor. Tell him please don't love Sean. And by the way, what you're not remembering is I'm a very fast runner.
Right.
So, like, good luck grabbing onto my panties. Your word, not mine.
I said undies. What?
I said panties. So.
Okay. I
so
don't know
even
who
tell
said
us
what.
Apart.
No.
Well, if you want to prove me wrong, go ahead. Like, you can show us.
Show us what you're wearing.
It's great
how,
for the podcast.
Like, how? How do you want to see it?
Just
I'm
elastic.
Not. I'm literally not scared
you could,
of anything.
You,
yeah, I know. I saw you with the
you
spider.
You could kind of see a little bit of the elastic with the spider, I think, probably. Just
yeah.
A little bit of it.
If
so
you
want to
go frame by frame.
Camp.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
True.
So maybe Lily could shoot another spider out of her ear onto the wall, and then we would see it again.
Whoa, Jockey?
Can you describe
it? I literally barely saw it.
I couldn't see it.
I could barely see it.
See that
Were
all.
You scared to
it's
show it?
It's barely there. I mean, that's the idea that right. you barely yeah. see it. There's it, no lines.
Yeah.
It's so, that like, worn out. You've been yeah. wearing no it for seams. So long.
Yeah. yeah.
When was the last time you guys bought new panties? Mm-hmm.
In terms of the panties that I bought, when was the last time the new ones I bought them?
Oh my God, you really are the dumb one.
You're shaking.
Well, you know. Not afraid of anything. Actually,
say one place you think you could buy underwear at.
A lot of times people give them to me.
Can you name
For
one
Christmas
store
time?
That sells them?
I'm just known as like the gift in terms of stores that
sure.
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The store, the grocery store.
For sure.
We do live shows. Mm-hmm. And everybody's by the end of the show, everyone's mm-hmm. underwear is up
yeah.
there,
and all our so fans are the same size.
Get a big
as us.
Yes, and so we just get a big push broom and we put it all into this mm-hmm. big bucket.
Why are they keeping yeah. them underwear?
Why?
Yeah,
they. Well, sorry, no, they come in with them already off.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. and so they're holding them in their hands on the mm-hmm. on the way in.
Sometimes they shoot off.
Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes they get blasted off.
What? Like yeah. out of a gun?
I don't know exactly what the physics of it is, but there's a move. There's a move that Hayes does on stage, mm-hmm. and you just, you know, duck down because you've both been there for the last.
Yeah,
show.
No,
you
yeah.
know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's underwear central up on stage, buddy. Wow. Yeah.
So, but mostly men's undies, like the ones
guys.
You're
yeah,
it's a lot
guys.
It's
underwear.
A lot of guys in the audience, if I remember.
Yeah, that's true. I remember yeah. when I was there, I saw nary a woman out there.
The boys are very comfortable with the boys. And yeah. so we like to encourage that. And there's no shame if you come, if you have underwear, if you don't have underwear, if you bought it just to put it on the stage. Like,
if you
please.
Come?
Yeah, so they're coming like right at the beginning of the show or mm-hmm. they come at the beginning of the show?
You said it, not us.
Yeah.
He's so stupid.
Sorry.
He doesn't understand that the word can
it's
mean
literally
one thing.
Like. He started with they come.
It's just yeah, so incredibly gross.
Yeah, I just it's not really that kind of show where we like talk about like
that's so nasty
coming loads of like
what else would you come besides a load?
Oh no, okay. I shudder to hear what this guy's coming. What are you coming? Tell us.
Go ahead. You can
let me
get a safe space. Literally,
chicken,
no one...
pork chop, ravioli.
No, I knew it was going to be a chicken pork chop ravioli.
No.
Tomato flavor.
No.
Hot.
My cum would be a book. I actually am smart.
Oh my God.
I'm so smart, I cum books.
What book?
Pick the whole library,
I
anything
bet.
You want.
It's a bunch
but
of like Malcolm
fast.
Gladwell,
so, like, some
yeah.
of
Buster
yeah.
Wallace.
Yeah. Some of the stuff is yeah. still true. Like he is, like mm-hmm. he is really fast, but he is actually smart and reads books as well, and he talks about it a lot.
Hey, I yeah. know that you're the hot one, and I know you want to make up for whatever's going on with him.
Because after
but...
this is going to be a huge problem for me later. And so we need to wind some of this back.
We need to do some you think he's going to remember any of this once it's over?
He's fully blacked out. Like, I can see it. His eyes are fried.
Yeah.
Too much sun, I guess, huh?
Well, so the show's Hollywood Handbook, you know. It's new. Or it's, no, it's old. But it's new that you're on it.
This week on the Patreon, Sean talks to Joe Mandy about the movie Bowfinger on his show Subtitles On, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Lisa and Lily at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Also, want to join the Hat Pack? Check out the link in the description.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. And we, yeah, we had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mac Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads. Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mac Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Is this the new show? So they were, there was a show about the women's soccer team.
There was.
And is that, that's not happening anymore because the soccer ended?
Casey?
Yeah, the soccer ended, so that
show. So they're not doing ended. That anymore.
No.
Okay. Mm. So this is like the triage, like they are taking their place.
Do you know what triage means, buddy? Buddy? Do you know what triage means? You okay?
Huh?
You okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm actually.
I want to get questions answered. Are they going to be in the big studio?
Yeah, they're the first show that's going to get the big studio all to themselves.
Triage is when you count the rings inside the inside the stump, right?
Right. To see how old the tree is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you got it.
Figure out
they're not going to be respectful of the
that
big
was awesome.
Studio.
That's so cool that he knows about the rings inside.
Hey,
the tree.
John.
Yeah.
Really good job.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you know, you grab enough spiders, you start to learn a little bit about the way this whole nature thing works.
Yeah.
Just thinking about, I'm honestly just thinking of the big studio and just like it's gonna be fucking gross and full of spiders and dirt in there.
Yeah.
If they're getting
well,
to
you
use
mean,
the big
they've
studio,
they've got a door straight
premiere?
To outside. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like. We have been in discussions about how we want to be in the big studio, and it's just kind of like fucking so disrespectful to me that like we've been doing this now for like so long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in this like studio that's like basically for babies and little kids. Like this
yeah.
is like it's,
yeah. Why is the couch so
it's
small?
A fucking
it's
shoebox.
It's so tiny in here.
Yeah.
And but we have. Like shown that we can like be clean up after ourselves and be respectful of the studio the entire time, and all that you've seen from them is putting a bug,
mm-hmm. just bringing a bug from outside. And by the way, that studio I believe has a door, a sliding door that opens directly to the outside. So it's just going to be mid episode. They're going and getting as many bugs
okay.
as they want.
Yes, and so someone like, put a bug in here and someone took it out. Okay, I guess we should take
oh,
the one
let's
that put
the
a bug
one who
in
brought
here.
The bug.
Let's have them. Like,
they get a, let's give them a bigger room.
I just want to say, you yeah. know, we're actually actively shattering stereotypes because women stereotypically hate bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, we didn't want to spoil the surprise yet, but we are kind of guerrilla marketing our new movie.
We're literally, yeah, we're like out in the dirt. We're rolling around in the dirt. We are.
It's like Jumanji meets Mean
meets
Girls.
Tarzan.
Meets Tarzan.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you guys see Tarzan with Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Or
so
even the
I think
new
that's
Jumanji.
George of the Jungle.
No, it's Tarzan.
I'm pretty sure that's George of the Jungle.
Oh my God. Have you guys ever seen
Oh my God, I really am the stupid one.
But you're not as stupid as him.
No, it's true.
Yeah, but I'm not even trying. Like, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, sure, okay, I'm the stupid one.
Yeah, you
but
are.
But a lot of that is just because, like, I literally have never tried at all. But, like, you, I get this feeling that you, like, want to be smart. And that, to me, is, like, so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
literally, you're just talking about how you come books. So,
yeah, who's trying to look smart?
But, for,
yeah,
like,
no, but, like, that's, like, that's a physiological, like, that just
no,
happens.
No, like, I
me.
Know my role, like, Lisa's the hot one. I'm
tall,
medium
one, smart
to
one.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. I'm not to not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I fully have embraced it. And yeah, there's going to be those moments. But like, we need that for people to really believe, like, I'm the stupid brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Short brunette in the relationship.
And only one of you stupid guys said that your nipples were long enough to run on. So that's how I know you're trying so hard to be some sort of unique.
Okay, so first she wants to see my underwear. Now she wants me to prove my nipple length.
Are they really that long?
We know they're not that long, Lily.
We
but
do?
This is, again,
but
I'm, it's
oh my
like,
God, I really
I'm no, we know.
One.
Like, he'll never show it. It's like so fucking transparent.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. Like, yeah, you just show it.
Just show your nipples.
You should probably just show it. I mean, just like at this point, it's so unbelievably transparent.
And if it makes you more
that
comfy,
I think the only way
show,
out of this is
you can
like
show
honestly
out the top
to just show
or out the bottom.
And
no,
probably just show both of them at this
show
point.
Show both. And you can show out the neck hole or out the
I
bottom
I think you
hole.
Should show your nipples through your armpit holes.
So I gotta come back. So wait, I gotta come back in here Cornholio style. So I gotta go full Cornholio for y'all's too. Underwear waistband pulled out, shirt all the way up over the back of my head.
Might as well look how you sound.
What is happening today on this show? I have put up with a lot from you,
yeah.
And I have been very, very patient. But at the point that you say that I sound like Cornholio, I have to put my foot down. I sound more like Butthead. Everyone knows that. Butthead was the leader.
Butthead.
Yes.
You're dropping the T's. Butthead?
Butthead.
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 B apostrophe head.
Butthead.
Butthead.
Butthead. We've been doing, like, we've been talking for a long time. I tried to like gently bring up, or someone did, that you both did the live show. No one has, no one reached out to be like, hey, I'm sorry those live shows failed.
No.
I'm
there's
sorry.
Been, no.
Were,
there's
I'm
another
sorry.
One on Tuesday, and it's just like,
how's it selling?
I have no fucking idea. Have we sold anything?
Not great.
We
Who's
took a long break being like, maybe it's that they're too often, but it's like, no, it's just that they exist
people
at all.
I forgot about them. Mm. Yeah.
Like, what was mine the lowest, like, attended? Because you guys
no.
said that, that was
no.
Tim Simon's fault, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
But
yours
we,
was Hangover 3, I think, was the comparison
yeah.
that there, we made.
That's
we had
so nice.
Further to
yeah.
fall yet.
Yeah,
yeah,
it turned out. Yeah.
Wow.
Is it, it's this Tuesday?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
There's a live show tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sucks so bad for me.
What do you have going on?
Is it your wedding?
That's so crazy.
What's going on? What do you have?
Yeah, tell.
I'm supposed to. It's my wedding.
And you're speaking at your wedding, aren't you?
But as we've established, like as we've established on this show, a wedding is a shower. What like what most people call a shower, we call a wedding.
Oh, okay.
And so, oh God, I'm gonna be taking a shower. During the show, the live show is going to be me taking a shower. A wedding with two T's on.
Well, that's
the
kind
live
of
show
they probably want you to do
at the
They've
Dynasty
been trying to
typewriter.
Get my damn clothes.
Yeah,
off
you can shower here.
Take a shower, see my nipples. That's so.
Have
bad
Have you guys
for
ever
me.
Showed your body for your fans,
or even to each other?
What?
Like, I feel like that's a normal question. Like, we would get asked, like. Do you show your body for your fans?
Yeah.
So I'm just like asking you guys, I'm extending that courtesy. Do you guys show your body for your fans?
So I guess, I don't want to be in the position of asking you that question, but then he you're saying it is a normal question for you to ask.
Well,
so, like, what do you say?
Us. People have already asked us.
No, I
we have not been showing
so, like,
our body for
that.
Our fans. Our wives will sometimes give us a bath together.
Yeah.
What's the temp of the water?
If we so,
and who's more likely to poop in the tub?
I think John.
Yeah. More likely. Yeah. No, I actually don't even do that.
He poops in the tub and then he doesn't even know what
it is.
And then
he's like
scared.
He's like the doctor took care of it.
0% likely, but if it did happen, that it's still the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's basically like it's
whatever.
It's like basically okay, there's water in there, there's a hole at the bottom, like it's a toilet.
And we were already done, like we're already rinsed. Like that's why we rinse. That's why we shampoo and rinse immediately, and then the rest of the time in the tub you're playing, and like you can
just
if you poop, it's not a big deal.
What are you guys playing with?
Submarine.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a toy of it or you just pretend it?
Hmm?
Do you have a toy of it, or do you just pretend it?
I am the fucking submarine. I don't have a toy of it. I am the submarine.
So you poop in the tub and then you go under.
You poop in the tub
I'm
and then
under
Ace moves
before.
You around.
I am under when I poop. That's
shampoo
number one.
Right away, and then we get to play the rest of the time.
The rest of it to play as long as I
so
want.
So all the poop
is
drained from
out.
The tub by the time you're playing submarine, or the poop
is
like iceberg.
This is my girl that I have to kind of explain things to. So if they had drained the tub, then try to imagine playing submarine in an empty tub. Doesn't really work, right?
No.
Because what's submarine, right? Train is above ground. Submarine is what?
Below.
It's actually worse if the tub has been drained. It's worse if the tub has been drained, because if it's not drained, you actually just get one of those little fish tank nets and you just catch it. You know what I mean?
You scoop it out?
Yeah, it's floating. So
like a pool clean.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like all smeared over.
Or a fish tank net, I think, was fine. Like, I think that's fine.
No, but like, I think just for like other people, like, it's a good comparison. Like, you know, when you clean a pool.
Okay. But the pool one is like really big. It probably would like destroy the entire tub.
By the way, this like never happens.
Probably like shatter the tub.
Wow. I really am the dumb one, huh?
I mean, that's like, it's like insane to even think about using a pool cleaner on that. Probably just like water go everywhere, destroy the whole tub.
Oh my God.
So do your wives wash you guys?
And it's so long. You got to do it from like two rooms away. It almost never even happens. It's like once we went in this pond we weren't supposed to swim in.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as we got home, they had to put us in there.
Yeah.
Mm.
And one time a skunk.
Tomato juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomato juice.
You just cummed your big tomato ravioli all over your uncle?
Where's the uncle coming from?
That's
I'm
your
his uncle,
right?
Like,
why is he so much taller if he's not your uncle?
Yeah, not like, and yeah, not like actually,
so
but like,
taller.
Yeah,
that's
sort of
so
like
true.
Canonically, I'm basically
so much taller.
Yeah.
So that makes like Lisa my aunt then.
I think it's different for girls.
No, that's
you're like my older aunt.
I'm like cool older sister.
Yeah,
old aunt.
That's another thing in Lisa's
sister.
Hair.
You're like a little aunt. I wish the spider ate you.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Speaking of aunt.
I wish, and that was in his power to make happen, and you noticed that he made the decision to save you from that.
You're saying he could have killed me?
He could have not killed you.
Why are you guys threatening
to
die? You're threatening to kill me?
It been well within his power, within his rights to...
No. Legally, like, no, we have not done that.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that
typical
it
male podcast,
you
threaten
to
kill
die.
Me like
every male
30
podcast
minutes in.
Honestly wants to take a woman, put
you're
her under
married
a cup.
To Joe Rogan!
Yeah.
You're married to Joe Rogan.
And
you cannot every
like
male
shit.
Podcast host me.
And he treats me bad. And sometimes he grabs my wrist.
Literally saving a life in the same episode. And like literally this is what's happening. And I just want everyone to be seeing what's happening right now.
I just want everyone to know that they threatened to kill me. Sean threatened to kill me.
Oh my God. The fucking
literally
local
saved their entire life. Literally saved their entire life on this episode. And you heard
what
this.
I said was
right?
I didn't have to save you. Yes. I could have allowed you to die.
Right
and
now
the woke
safe.
Police have arrived.
Right woo, now I'm woo. Safe, but it won't be long.
Okay.
And this is why it's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
This double date to me is the third or fourth worst date I've been on this week. And I am not even kidding. Like, I'm not exaggerating for comedy's sake for the podcast.
Yes.
This
and
is
one was so bad, we did
date.
Actually have to take a bath after. You didn't use that example, but one was so bad, we did.
What
actually.
Happened?
Our wives did have to put us in the tub after.
Just, just a really bad hug.
Bad hug?
Yeah.
Like, the end so of the bad day you was really shit your bad. Pants kind of thing?
Oh, my God.
It's like obsessed with like coming what back comes out of my butt, wants to see my nipples, wants to see my underwear.
Insanely gross.
And it's like...
I'm just asking okay. the questions I think everybody wants.
Like, and Lily's, I'm so ugly, but you've been trying to get my clothes off since the second I stepped in.
I just asked if you show you your body I mean? For your fans.
She's okay. kind of in a spot.
Just
you're
do
kind
it.
Of in a
honestly,
spot.
At this point, it's like right. so obvious. You yeah. really should just do it.
When people
like,
are
just
learning,
honestly, just so we
I just
can
honestly
move on.
No, I
like,
mean, this is like making me crazy. I'm going like, do I have to go full ass cornholio on this fucking shit? Like, this is really making me feel insane. Like, am I supposed to do that? I guess what you would want is for me to get the cornholio t-shirt all the way over around my chin because I'm a goddamn butterface, according to you two.
Yeah, I would cover up your face.
I would say you're a butter body butterface.
Oh, my God.
But then why? But so... then why am I taking off my stuff?
Just for a laugh, I guess.
Not my humor.
Mm.
Not my kind of humor. Not how I like to get my laughs.
Right. What kind of stuff do you think is funny?
What do I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm doing the podcast.
Still
it's an investigation.
Still
I would
looking.
Love to find something
we'll
that was funny.
Continue to be looking after today.
Yeah, I will be searching. Didn't
yeah,
find
don't
it
really
here. The search
much.
Continues.
The search continues.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't laugh very much. Would
Butthead,
love to.
Butthead
seems
laughs
like it would
less
feel
than
really
Beavis.
Good.
He laughs slower than Beavis.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Butthead.
Yeah.
So
what?
For
so
on the show.
Yeah. No. Thanks for yes. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to apologize to Willie and Lisa.
Really? You're apologizing to them?
Wow. Thank you. Kevin.
Thank you.
You work for us.
I told them a story about how my mom scheduled my haircut, and I regretted it so fast. It was kind
of
recent.
This isn't one of the emails.
No, this was like a half hour ago. And I think the dynamic just got fucked after that. So sorry.
Yeah. Okay,
so you want to talk about this.
Okay. Kevin cornered us.
And honestly,
by the
just
fridge.
To avoid Kevin talking Kevin about this, us. Sean should probably just show his nipples. I mean, seriously, I really do not want to hear the haircut story. Anything.
That's it.
That your mom scheduled your haircut? That's a whole
what
story.
Do you mean? Yeah.
I went home last year.
Last year?
That was from last year, that story? Jesus.
I was going to do my big proposal, and she said, you cannot do it with that hair. I schedule with my girlfriend. Cut to me at the haircut.
Cut to.
Emphasis on cut
okay,
to.
Okay, so that is the kind of thing I like. That,
that's
like,
why she's the smart
That
one.
Is the kind of humor that I think is funny. And yeah. like, so.
I did not understand it.
And I honestly think
I
you and I could
get,
connect in a real
I
way.
I don't
if
know
we gave
why
these two like a little nickel locked. Or something to roll yeah. around and chase it or something for a while, I think
what
you and I could
chasing?
Really connect on like comedy, writing, intellectual,
yes.
book.
Like hearing a word and then being like, okay, that's similar to like this right. other word
synonyms,
that's related
antonyms.
To what we're talking. Auntie's aunt before, like you're her
exactly.
aunt. And then
I'm
ants
always
are coming out of your hair aunt. And other bugs. So like that's exactly the type of thing, right?
I know,
yes.
I know.
See, this is the thing.
I
a lot of
aunt.
People think that hot aunt. People are stupid, but you guys are actually hot people who are smart.
See, yes, exactly. And
yeah,
so like
that could be cool.
We're doing this thing. Type. She's talking about coming and shitting and all this.
I did not.
It's like lazy, first of all, but
literally,
also
like,
making
I didn't
me want to
bring. I was just like yes anding like what was said. Like I don't think I like brought any
making
of
me
that.
Me
want to
throw up.
Yeah,
which
I could
the
look
kind
more
thing
dweeby.
That she
like
yeah,
I understand I look bad, but what if I had more of a nerd look and then I was like a stupid nerd?
Yes,
I think
like,
that could work.
That
for you.
Could be really powerful, right? Because we got these hot. Geniuses and if we put them next to and I'm bringing you in you know you may want to get like some big glasses or something you could be a really stupid nerd you know
that, I actually that love that
creatively
idea.
Like that's very exciting
like maybe even like a wig like I wear like a small little wig
it's like Big Bang Theory but they're so fucking stupid
yeah, yeah exactly
like it's like no they just like they're socially fucked
they're bad at
bad
social
and they
and
are so stupid yeah they're not smart like that I think a lot of people could connect to something like that
I love watching you guys figure out like what your thing is
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It's been really,
yeah. And actually, it makes me feel amazing about just like knowing really exactly.
I feel
like
really
what my,
good about
like,
yeah.
like, not having sort of to. Like you amazing. Imagine,
I mean, honestly,
like, just like not
I just feel
knowing.
Relieved,
like,
I know,
not nightmare. Being so. Like,
I didn't
yeah.
know what
like,
I was before,
thing.
And now I know.
I feel like I've been yeah. like trying so hard to like figure out like what I could be.
Yeah,
and like. Stupid, ugly nerd. It's like actually, like
stupid.
It's like giving
stupid,
me life right
ugly,
now.
Ugly, like bad at social.
Yeah,
freak like, nerd.
So, yeah, yeah. Socially maladjusted, like very, very dumb, like bad looking nerd.
And
who comes books.
Yeah.
Like, just as like a, there's got to be something where it's like, okay,
right.
but this isn't,
some
like, just for the
factors,
pitch.
Right.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
And I guess I'll come like term papers or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know,
what do you
I don't
think?
Know what, if girls, I don't know what happens.
Girls,
like, with
yeah,
all
become,
that.
Yeah.
Oh. Has not been my experience, but. But like, I'll take your word for it, you know? That's interesting.
It hasn't been my
That's
experience either, but
yeah.
supposedly, like me and Howie, like he hasn't made me come at all, but I know like yeah. it's possible. Like that's what I hear at least.
Mm-hmm. And Joe yeah. makes me flipping pancakes off the walls, coming insane, wild hog, all fours, doggy style.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that yeah. Joe is a stupendous lover.
Joe uh-huh. ties.
He is like big dick, huge splash.
Yeah.
Like, it's utterly earthquaking.
Some guys you
can
just see
shook.
The splash. Like
he
you
ties
just
her up
know.
Like
that's a splasher.
You guys know like a pig on like a spit. Like he ties Lisa up like that, uh-huh.
and he says, "Let me give your pussy a lobotomy." And then we go Wango Django, head banging, wall fucking, sick porno, ass kicking, like shitstorm, hurricane fucking, like wild to the hog nose, like Spitfire fucking.
It's a hurricane.
That's the true Joe Rogan experience, huh?
Literally.
And it's what, all on the pod. If you listen to his pod, you hear every single second.
Every word.
Hey, a question for Howard that you can ask him.
Yeah.
Has he ever thought about, because his show is all like him like doing these sort of like kind of deep interviews.
Yeah.
What if it was called a Stern talking to?
That's I
like that.
Like,
doesn't that yeah. feel better than just like by Howard Stern show?
I like.
What
I'll
if it was a
him.
Stern talking to?
He like. What's funny? He like barely listens to me when I'm around him.
Yeah.
He like acts like I'm not in the room at all. But I'll definitely try and bring that up.
Or
again.
say that it was his idea.
Oh, that actually might
he
work.
Might like it.
Sometimes if I say like a man told me something, he'll actually perk up and he'll listen.
Okay, yeah.
Does Joe like listen to you? So, like, is he like engaged at home? Or?
Super fucking engaged.
Yeah,
we're like what? Forehead to forehead, whispering in each other's mouths. Like it's really, really like deep, deep, like mm-hmm. hand holding, like finger
well, that's
really interlocked.
Nice. Yeah,
that kind
especially
of stuff.
Especially since you're like taller than him too. That
yeah.
you get like
a, yeah, she towers over him.
Yeah,
we do morning meditation together. Like. Brain to brain, mm-hmm. thought to thought.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned so much about him that way.
Yeah, he has ESP or whatever.
Wow. That's yeah. amazing. Because he's like so busy and doing podcasts and stuff, but he has time to
do
both
mean?
Do morning meditation with you and just like
sorry,
sexually.
Just a sec- sorry, just a second with Lily. What do you mean?
I mean, ESP, like,
say what you think it stands for.
External sensory placement.
Okay, do you want to yeah. try?
Well, I know what ESP stands for. You already told me. Extra splashy penis. Like that.
We can go. Yeah. We can go.
You
can
wanna go. Go?
Yeah, we can go. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.